It's 4:45. You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. A new book is out this month, probing the life of Arkansas native Louis Jordan, considered a pioneering musician, songwriter, and bandleader. He enjoyed his greatest popularity from the late 1930s to the early 1950s.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack.
The book is called Louis Jordan, Son of Arkansas, Father of R&B, and was written by Stephen Cook, host of the weekly Arkansongs program. He joins me in the studio now. And Stephen, you've done extensive research on Louis Jordan over the years, producing a documentary film, as well as many episodes of Arkansongs. How did you come to write a book about him?
Well, I got into Louis Jordan at a young age, so I've always known about Louis Jordan and thought he was a really important guy musically, even when I was a kid. And so driving through his hometown in Brinkley with the family, I would always wonder, like, where's the statue of this great guy, Louis Jordan? And he did all these songs, and, you know, I must just be missing the statue. And it turned out, you know, the folks in Brinkley weren't that aware of Louis Jordan, and no one in Arkansas was even that aware of Louis Jordan. And, you know, I did Louis Jordan tribute concerts for more than 10 years, and a musical on him, and a documentary film, and this seemed sort of like a good step to, again, I want Louis' name to be on the Mount Rushmore of rock and roll for not just folks in Arkansas, but around the world.
Yeah, he's been ranked as among the all-time most successful black recording artists of the 20th century, and you quote performers like Chuck Berry, Ray Charles, and James Brown, saying he was a major influence on them, yet he's not a household name. Why is that?
That is the mystery to me, Michael. You know, he is a guy that I think people know his songs still. They know these American catchphrases like is you is or is you ain't my baby, ain't nobody here but us chickens, choo-choo-cha-boogie. These are part of our American vernacular. And for maybe a variety of reasons, Louis Jordan's name is not stuck. But the guys that were profoundly influenced by him are household name. Like we have James Brown, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Chuck Berry, Sonny Rollins. Down the line, anyone that we consider an influence was influenced by Louis Jordan of Brinkley. And so that's my passion. And that's even why I started doing Arkansongs in the first place. So it was like, well, if someone like Louis Jordan can slip through the cracks, then who else is out there that, you know, we need to check out and be impressed by and enjoy their music?
You opened the prologue to the book talking about the day that Louis Jordan died in 1975. What was significant to you about that day?
Well, to me, that was a good way to sort of begin the book, to show about a guy that has lived perhaps past his cultural moment, that is just a person like us. It, to me, it humanized him, a person that really was so big in the 1940s. We can't really comprehend. There's no comparable artist that was as huge as Louis Jordan was. His number one songs would be number one for 18 weeks. But there were years through there that he didn't have a recording contract. And it really began with the advent of rock and roll.
That's Stephen Cook, author of the new book, Louis Jordan, Son of Arkansas, Father of R&B. And he'll be taking part in a book signing Saturday, beginning at 1, at Wordsworth Books in Little Rock. Stephen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.